Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 27 today, verses 3 through 6. Proverbs 27, verses 3 through 6. It says, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel, anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Now, these verses that we're going to be using today for our challenge deal with deep down emotions and the value of outright open honesty. Now, let me just say, as it deals with this passage here, look at verse 4. Wrath is cruel, anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? When we're jealous, we show that we really don't believe that God knows what's best for us and that He'll bless us. Let me just say that. When we are jealous, we really don't believe that God knows what's best for us and He's going to bless us. We're always jealous of what other people have or wishing that we could have it, and it gets and eats at us because we really don't think God's going to take care of us. And I just want you to understand that jealousy is a horrible, horrible thing because it really says, I don't believe God has my best interest at heart. But when we believe that He's for us and everything good that He has for us will be ours as we trust Him and walk in obedience, that He's a loving Father, a generous Father, we're not jealous when other people get other things that we may or may not want because we know that if it is for us, God will have it for us too. And if it's not, it's for our best that we don't have it. So I just want to just lay that out to you. If you're fighting with jealousy, you're deep down saying you really don't believe that God has your best interests at heart. Trust Him. Believe that He will. Now, we also see that always being told what we want to hear is not good for us. Being open to open and honest correction, loving correction, will do us far better in the long run. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that remind us of something that happened to Jesus when it talks about profuse are the kisses of an enemy? In Matthew chapter 26, listen to verses 47 through 50. While He was still speaking, this is Jesus, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I kiss is the man. Seize him." And he came up to Jesus at once and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and he kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you came to do." Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. Judas kissed Jesus, but Jesus knew full well the heart behind the kiss. And we have to be careful. Sometimes we deal with people that are actually not for us, but they're very, very profuse in their flattery and their kisses, if you will. Be careful. It's better to have the wound of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. Let me ask you this question. Do you have friends that'll tell you the truth? Do you have friends that'll actually speak loving correction to you if you need it? To think that you don't need it is to think you're more than you really are. Paul himself even said in Romans 7, the things he wanted to do, he didn't do, and the things he didn't want to do, that he kept on doing. He wrestled with his flesh, as you and I still wrestle with our flesh. And it helps to have godly friends who come alongside of us and tell us when we're wrong. And we need to be willing to receive it. I have over the years been blessed with good friends that way. Even though I've been a pastor, even though I've been a traveling preacher, and even though there have been people around the country that have a tendency to sometimes to look up to me, I have godly friends that are not afraid to tell me when I need to work on something. They've built the relationship with me and proving their love for me over the years, and they're able to speak into my life and to give me correction. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and following, if you see your brother in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore them gently. Now, at the same time, we shouldn't go around telling everybody what we think they ought to be doing in their lives, and we shouldn't see ourselves as judges over other people. But at the same time, there should be times that we have built relationship, and the people that have built the relationship should be able to speak lovingly into other people's lives. So I just want to challenge you today. Are you struggling with deep-seated issues of jealousy? Put your full faith in the fact that God's for you and rest in the fact that if He has it for you, you'll have it. At the same time, be careful of those who are always praising you. Listen to when your friends correct you. Hope this helps someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.